Mistake, y'all. Mistake. Because he didn't know. He didn't know. He soon found out, though. He was watching. So he ran over there and grabbed me. I said, man, you better leave me alone. Y'all done seen Rambo in action? I picked that big old guy up. Never moved. Boom. He didn't know I was on Turner Jones' phone. He didn't have a clue where I came from. And he jumped up. After I threw him over my head, he jumped up. I said, fella, stop. I don't want to hurt you. Because you, when you grab somebody, you can measure their strength. He didn't have any. He didn't have, not for me. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you where it was. I don't know why I got over there, but we'll get back to the scripture. We'll get back here. God did not bring a curse to this earth. God never intend for you to struggle. Not one second. But because of the curse, and because men stood before you, and I vowed to my Father God that I'll never stand again before God's people and tell them something that he didn't say it. And when I found out, if I find out that I said something that he didn't say, I'm coming back and repent. Because I don't need to be lying on God. Hello. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So, look what he said. You should have it by now. Christ what? Had. What tent is that? Christ hath redeemed who? Us. Who us? So it's talking about me. That's talking about me. Christ had redeemed us from the curse. Now, why would he redeem you from something God put on you? And he sent from God to redeem you. God gonna send him to redeem you from something he gave you. How can that compute? You see how unbelieving, untrained, untaught, unyielded people get hoodwinked by the devil, think they're saying something, and preaching out of their mind instead of out of their spirit. You can't preach it out of you. You can't preach this kind of preaching out of your mind. You have to preach it out of your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. 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 It didn't say, this is what it said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made what? A curse for us, for it is written. What did Jesus tell Satan in the fourth chapter of Matthew? It is written. What did Satan do? I said, what did Satan do when Jesus told us it's written? He came to him. If you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. What did Jesus say? It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What did Satan say about that again? He didn't say another word about it. It was over and done. Finished. No more conversation in that matter. It was finished. So God wants you to get it today. That it is over and done. Conversation ended and it's finished. Because he just said, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. For it is written. And when he come bring his curse, you can tell him, for it is written. Curse is who? Everyone. To hang on a tree. Then take him to go. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:21. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:21. Don't have it, lost it. All right, we'll catch it up later. I got it here. I can find it on my pad. If I can't find it on my pad, I can find it in my Bible. I can't find it in my Bible, come down and get your Bible. I'm going to find it. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Hallelujah. Now listen what 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Let me go to the, I'm going to go to the King Jimmy. King James. Listen to this. Galatians, I just read, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us, for written curse of everyone that hangeth on the tree. Who hung on the tree? Who hung on the cross? That's when they hung those people on the cross, they were considered to be a curse because they were crucified. They were put to death. Christ hung on that cross for you and for me. So you could be relieved from the curse. God, why would God relieve you from something he gave you? Think about that for a minute. Jesus became a curse for us so we wouldn't be a curse anymore. Hallelujah. So, look what it says. I'm going to read it. You know what? We're going to get that back. Come on back, stream. Come on back. People need to see this. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be sin. See, he wasn't sin. Jesus never had any sin in him. Never, never, never. He was made to be sin. For he was made to be sin for us. He took our place. He took our sin. He took yours. So when we get the revelation that he took my sin, he took yours, we don't have any sin. That's why Satan always trying to deceive you to get you to sin because you don't have one. And he always bringing you a photo, a picture of what you used to be. But the scripture said you've been redeemed from that. That person died. Therefore, if any man be where?
In Christ.
In Christ, he is. That means you are totally new. How can you make a totally new something be something that's in the past when it just started living right then? So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all, see, everything you used to be is gone. And behold, all things are become new. That means I'm a new species. I don't have any sin in me. You don't have any sin in you. God created you anew. The old fellow that was a sinner, gone. And you hear people, you have peoples and hear people, and they're so big on. I'm talking about big time people. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. I was an old sinner, but grace changed that. I became a new creature. How can you think intelligent people read this scripture and then and come up with what they come up with? This is why we have so much problem believing God. And I fed this growing up, and it took me years and still working on some stuff trying to get this out of me. Chrome, bone, smeared on, rubbed on, put on, taught it, rolled in it. I've been trying to get in the area of my life now. It affects my conscience, not my conscience, my intellect, like you wouldn't believe. I fought years. You didn't know it. I fought years behind the scene. Almost I wanted to say, God, why? Why? And I found out it wasn't God. It was my own doing. And somebody that was before me. God didn't do that to me. I had no courage. Very little confidence. I thought, and when I found out something that I could do, you better get out of my way. Ask my wife. She tried to stop me. You're just wasting your time because Jimmy done made his mind up. Ask her.